Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, where I say we, but where I empower mujerpreneurs to redefine their entrepreneurial journey. It's so important. Welcome to the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast. If you're just joining in, whether you're joining in and following me on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, well, in that case, welcome. If you're listening to the audio, which usually drops 2 weeks later, welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Marty Angel. I am your Latina biz coach, and I am here to help you, the Latina, the bilingual and BIPOC woman entrepreneur, mujerpreneur, make your mark in the world of digital entrepreneurship. You see, here's what I believe. I believe in your potential to rock six figures and beyond. It is my mission to provide you, the mujerpreneur, with the tools, the strategies, and the confidence to transition from brick and mortar to click and order business. So I help you gain clarity and focus on who you serve so that you can actually go from brick and mortar to click and order. I'm here to prove to you that click and order isn't just for the big corporations. It is for us, the vibrant, the hardworking, the apasionada community of Latina, bilingual, and BIPOC mujerpreneurs, so that we can together, juntas podemos más. It's so important, you know, because so many people have the stereotype that we as Latinas don't support each other. And that, my friends, is something that I really want to, we've just scratched the surface, but I want to etch away at that myth, right? So it's important. So if you're just joining me either on the Coach Marty Angel channel, on the YouTube channel, or you're listening to me on the podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, welcome. Let's talk today. In our journey together, I want to make sure that when you join me and the community of mujerpreneurs, that what you're going to get is you're going to get an ability to clarify who you serve, streamline your digital strategy, and ignite your online presence. Together, we're going to explore how to leverage your unique skills and strengths, tailor your marketing to your specific audience, and master the art of online sales. Join me in the Mujerpreneur community in the Rock Your Biz Academy as I empower you to break barriers, build empires, and foster an environment where every mujerpreneur has the opportunity to succeed. Juntas, we'll not only be able to transform your business, but we'll be able to inspire a new wave of Latina, bilingual, and BIPOC mujerpreneurs who are ready to take el mundo digital, right? So this is our time, mujeres. This is our time, Latina boss ladies. You know, that's why I created the Boss Lady Journal series that you can find anywhere on Amazon. So if you don't know about that, you know, make sure to drop me a DM and I'll send you right to the link way less than $7 per each journal. And it's just for you, the mujerpreneur. This is our time, es nuestro tiempo. So let's leap together and start rocking your six figures. I'd love to have you in the community. And if you're listening to this and you want some more information, just drop the word community, DM me the word community. But in today's episode, let's get to it. We are going to chat about overcoming obstacles and embracing resilience. Mujeres, once again, yo soy su anfitriona, Marty Angel, Latina Biz Coach. And in today's episode, we're going to take a unique dive into the challenges faced by nosotras, las mujeres, Latina and BIPOC women entrepreneurs, and the incredible resilience and perseverance that we mujeres and that I see you all exhibit on your entrepreneurial journey. I have had the pleasure of interviewing so many chingona entrepreneurs, mujeres, de éxito, and I am so humbled by having them on, and I'm so excited because within the next few weeks, I'm going to have a local, you know, former judge. She's now stepped down and is working as an attorney, and I'm just excited to have her on. So stay with me, click that bell, and make sure that you subscribe to Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel so that you know every time I come on. So, mujeres, hoy les comparto that I'll be sharing some key points and insights to help you and motivate you. But first, let's explore the challenges unique to you, Latina and BIPOC mujerpreneurs. I want to talk to you, mujeres, mujeres chulas hermosas. We often face a lack of representation and a limited access to networks. Trust me, I know it can be challenging to find Latina mentors and Latina role models who will share similar backgrounds and experiences with you. Many of us are trailblazers. I know that I'm a trailblazer because as I look up and I try to look for a Latina mentor who has walked my path, it's been really tough. And it was my spirit guide and my spiritual advisor that said, you are the one. The angels are telling me you are the one. You have to get out there and walk the path. And I was like, okay. I don't know what to do, no sé qué hago, pero ahí voy. Anyway, however, this should not discourage you, the mujerpreneur, the Latina boss lady. So quiero que recuerden, I want you to remember that it is essential to actively seek out networking events, organizations, and online communities that focus on supporting Latina and BIPOC mujerpreneurs. Mujeres, by connecting with like-minded individuals, you can find Latina entrepreneurs who can guide you and open doors to opportunities you may not have encountered otherwise. I know that I love opening doors to all those who follow. But let's talk about cultivating resilience and the perseverance in the face of setbacks. You know, entrepreneurship is filled with ups and downs. You know, there's a book by a famous self-help author that talks about the entrepreneurial roller coaster, and that's really what it is. I remember calling my cousin, and he's, you know, a prominent attorney, and I was like, oh my God, what if? What if? And he says, Marty, he says, get in, buckle up, and enjoy the ride, because it is a ride. Being an entrepreneur is a ride. And it's how we navigate through those setbacks that we really find out about ourselves and how those truly define our journey. Resilience, let me just clarify what resilience is. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity. And trust me, I know adversity firsthand. I'm right there, the front of the class. I know adversity firsthand. As it is right now, I'm in the process of moving homes, downsizing, and I'm going to go way down in order to expand. So, you know, sometimes you just have to do that. So when facing challenges, it's crucial to remind ourselves of our purpose and the impact that we want to make. Building a strong support system is also very vital. So I want you to listen to me. I want to share with you that it's important to surround yourself with friends, family, and fellow mujerpreneurs who uplift you during these tough times. They can help you to keep going. You know, as mujerpreneurs, what we tend to do is we tend to not want to ask for help. But I want you to remember, quiero que te acuerdes as well, how important it is to engage in self-care practices that rejuvenate you mentally, emotionally, ensuring you have the strength to persevere. Taking time for yourself is critical. Now, I want you to help me to shift the focus, right? Let's shift the focus. We're shifting the focus to success stories, and that's what I do on this podcast, success stories and lessons learned from thriving mujerpreneurs who have already blazed a trail, who are out there doing what we want to do, or that we would love to be mentored by them. These women have defied the odds and achieved remarkable success. Their stories serve as a beacon of inspiration for aspiring mujerpreneurs. So if you are a mujerpreneur, I see you. I see you. If you are an aspiring mujerpreneur, I see you. I honor you. But mujeres that are out there still thriving, I want you to know that they've thrived because they've navigated through unique challenges. They've broken barriers and they've left an indelible mark on their industries. Mujeres, I can name, one person that I know of, which, by the way, I'm part of her community, and that is Jasmine Starr. But what can we learn from them? What can we learn from them? We have to look at them and say, what is the learning here? Well, mujeres, I want you to remember that it's about having a clear vision. When you have a clear vision, you can set a goal that works for you and that you can consistently work toward that goal. But if you don't have a clear vision, your goal is going to be very unclear, and that GPS system that's taking you toward your goal is going to be broken down. So you've got to make sure that you know your values, and from your values, you can share your goals and you know your vision. And what's your mission? It's about surrounding yourself with a supportive community, and it's about seeking guidance from mentors who have walked a similar path. Now, that can be trying in and of itself. But here's something that is very personal to mujerpreneurs. Mujeres, what happens to us is when it comes to nuestra cultura, it's really hard for us to accept failure. And it's also very hard for us, es muy importante que sepan que es muy difícil a veces aceptar fracasos y pedir ayuda. We don't have it in us to ask for help. But I want you to know that it is important to learn that embracing failure, mujeres chulas, hermosas, is a learning opportunity, and that using setbacks as a fuel for growth is important. take your setbacks and use them as a fuel for growth. Cuando se trata de nuestra cultura, como les dije, es muy difícil aceptar el fracaso, pero quiero que sepas tú, mujer chula, que es importante que sepas que aceptar el fracaso como una oportunidad de aprendizaje es importante. Y luego utilizar lo que aprendemos para nuestro crecimiento, ¿verdad? Así que, mujeres chulas, hermosas, I want to emphasize that the entrepreneurial journey that you have embarked on is not going to be without obstacles, trials, and tribulations, especially for you, Latina, who are the underserved, the underprivileged, and the underrepresented, so clearly underrepresented. We are so clearly, look at social media, we are so clearly underrepresented. So especially for you, the Latina and the BIPOC mujerpreneurs, this entrepreneurial journey is going to take resilience. So I want you to remember that no matter what, it's through resilience, perseverance, and a relentless pursuit of our dreams that we can then finally overcome all of the obstacles with grace, with joy, and create a meaningful impact that we can leave a legacy of what we want behind us. Es a través de la resiliencia, la perseverancia y la búsqueda incesante de nuestros sueños, que podemos superar esos obstáculos y crear un impacto significativo. Muy importante que sepamos, que nos acuerdemos que somos únicas. I want you to remember that you have a unique set of experiences and tools that you bring to the marketplace that others need. Your unique experiences, your unique perspectives, and your heritage are strengths that you should admire, because you need to understand that those beautiful things set you apart and drive your success. Mujeres, it is important que entiendan que el éxito es porque son ustedes únicas, son ustedes importantes, son ustedes las más hermosas, y a mí me fascina trabajar con la mujer latina. A mí me fascina trabajar con ustedes que son bilingües, or maybe you're just monolingual. I enjoy working with each and every one of you. So I hope that this episode today has triggered some thoughts, given you some food for thought, so that you can move forward and create your six-figure success. I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Overcoming Obstacles and Embracing Resilience. It was a short one, but sometimes short, sweet, and to the point is the best way. So, chulas hermosas, por favor, stay inspired, stay determined, keep pushing forward. Remember, you have the power to overcome any obstacle that comes your way. You were built that way. You were built with resilience. You, mujerpreneur, were built with resilience. And I want you to also to remember, if you know someone who can use this episode to be inspired, please share this episode with them so that we can really get this message out to all the women that need it. A todas las mujeres, por favor, compartan este episodio si les gustó con las mujeres de su equipo, de donde quiera que conozcan a alguien que tiene su propio negocio, porque es muy importante que empecemos a darnos apoyo, because we need to support nosotras as we walk through the road and get on the road of entrepreneurship. Juntas, the road of entrepreneurship, or as better yet, the roller coaster of entrepreneurship. I know that I get afraid in roller coasters, right? And so I need to hold on to somebody. So think about it that way. So if you know somebody, please share this episode with them. And if you're watching this on the YouTube channel, I want to say thank you so much. Remember to hit that subscribe bell and you will get notified every time I drop a new episode, which usually is every Friday. I'm right here. Might be changing them to Thursdays, but always it will drop. The audio will drop anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. And when you're listening to the podcast, if you're listening to me on Spotify, on Apple, on wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, remember to download the episode, because as podcasters, we get credit every time someone downloads an episode. So as always, I am so incredibly grateful to each and every one of you. Les mando besitos y bendiciones. Hasta la próxima. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.